Everyone, welcome to your podcast. Mike, my co-host, Mike, welcome to your podcast.
Hey, good morning, Todd, and welcome to your podcast from Blueberry. On coming up is the national, what is it, National Blueberry Day?
Yes, it is. It actually, today is, I think today's National Blueberry Day, so get your blueberries.
Or come to Blueberry and sign up for podcast hosting. Something like that.
There you go. Well, I tell you, Mike, we've, the news of hiring freezes at SoundCloud turned into 40% of our staff being cut and closure of San Francisco and London office.
Yeah, well, like I said, not to beat a dead horse, but last time we did one of these podcasts, we talked about SoundCloud and they're not reviewing salaries, and now they come out and I think they let off 173 people and closed two major offices.
And we understand with the closure of the San Francisco office that, and this will be the interesting part to see what happens next, is we believe the individual that was running the podcast division was actually out of San Francisco. So we will see if their suffer or tech support or anything like that suffers during this transition period while they're trying to save money and trying to keep the company afloat. So, I think the main thing here for those of you that may have friends that are on SoundCloud is that, an extinction level event could be forthcoming if you are, you have your feed and your show solely over there. And if you do, you need to make plans. But everyone listening to this show, we hope they have taken our advice and, at least backed up their show and have got a secondary option in place in case they go out here at some point. I'm not saying that they are, but
yeah, they may not. And you can use PowerPress on your own WordPress site with SoundCloud hosting. I mean, we don't recommend that, of course, but it does work. So that could be your secondary plan, get your WordPress site going.
Yep. And that's the best thing is the, with using PowerPress, while we love it when you host with us, as a matter of fact, that's, what keeps Mike and I employed is that when you host with us, you're continuing to support the platform and continue to support the plugin. But anyway, that's more on PowerPress in a few minutes here. But wow, finally Spotify, they've run counterintuitive to the podcasting space for a long time. We worked with them for a little bit until we determined that, every podcast we were submitting to them essentially was getting flushed, and they now have quietly opened a podcast submission form for any podcast in the space, but it does come with some caveats.
Yeah, and then, like I said, it's a Google Doc thing, and I almost wonder if they just did that to cut down on their emails, just to get it. But then again, if you do apply over there, there's a chance that they'll accept you. So, like I said, I don't know what value that would be, being on a music platform like that. But hey, be everywhere if you can.
Yeah, so they've been very, very, very selective in picking shows, and usually everyone gets excited, especially brand new shows. Well, I can be on Spotify. Well, brand new show is going to find, unless you have a friend over there, you're probably not going to get picked up. So, if you're new, my advice to you is wait until you have 10, 15, 20, 25 episodes underneath your belt before you submit to Spotify. You get one shot at it. And they are, if you're a brand new show and you're episode 2 and you submit to Spotify, this, you're probably going to get rejected. So, my advice is to, get some episodes underneath your belt.
Yeah. And they don't communicate. So if they reject you, you're just going to hear, nothing.
Yeah. No email, nothing.
Yeah. If you get accepted, they may email you. Or you might just find your show over there. Who knows what level of communication they've got going over there.
Yeah, when we were working with them before, they had one person essentially that was doing all their podcast stuff, and then a couple of people that were, you know, part of the team but really not actively involved in day-to-day stuff. So, but I know that individual is no longer there, so I don't know who, you know, who over there is heading up their effort at this point. But they've gotten enough pushback from the community. First of all, they couldn't get it through their head initially that there was more than one podcasting host in the podcasting space, and that some people may actually have their own .com and their own RSS feed. They couldn't figure that out. They were like, well, if you're, you know, it was bizarre. They really had this narrow focus on podcasting, but that is no longer, I guess. I guess they've kind of woken up.
Yeah, and hopefully they will start, adding shows. Although, you know, I do have some friends that have gotten on Spotify with their podcast, and they get onesie twosies, you know, as far as listeners. But, you know, any exposure is okay. So, why not? But, it's not going to be the panacea of success if you get on Spotify. You know, it's just going to be one more place somebody might stumble upon your show. Because most people aren't going to Spotify to look for podcasts.
Hopefully a lot of people stumble onto your show at Spotify. That would be the
goal.
That
would be awesome.
But I think if your show had a name similar to a music artist, you might get a few extra plays. But yeah, I agree. Well, one thing is in the news is my good friend, Veronica Belmont, is podcasting again, Mike. And you brought this to my attention here. It's actually an article over on Podcaster News.
Yeah.
And she's going to be podcasting with Mozilla folks.
Yeah. Mozilla's launching their own, podcast. And Veronica is going to be the host of it. And it's called In Real Life, and that's about how online is sometimes real life, and looks interesting. I haven't given it a listen yet. I don't know if she's even put out the first episode yet, but I think she might have.
Here's a little background information. Back in 2003, when I started my blog, before I started my podcast, I was on Movable Type, and that's another content management system. I don't even know if Movable Type's still around, but she contacted me, and she actually did some blog articles on the very, very early days of my personal website at geeknewscentral.com. Matter of fact, I was going back through and seeing if I could find some, but yeah, she wrote freelance for me over there, free, because at the time I wasn't making any money. So it wasn't for a long time. I don't think she wrote a lot of articles, but yeah, I've known Veronica for many years.
Yeah, I first ran across her when she was hosting, I can't remember the name of the podcast, but with Tom Merritt and Molly Wood over at CNET. And I was a pretty big fan of hers. And at one of the podcast expos, a buddy of mine who used to sell rubber ducks for a living gave her a rubber ducky. And it was fun. So got to meet her there.
She's a really nice person. I really like her as an individual, and she's very talented. So I'm sure she's going to do well with the Mozilla podcast, the IRL from Mozilla. So
yeah, we'll have links.
Link up in the show notes.
Yeah, we'll have links to the article that Sean wrote over at Podcaster News.
Yep. Well, it is finally time. We're finally ready.
Yes, we're beta testing as we speak the new version of PowerPress, PowerPress 7.1. It's not the 8.0 release, but some pretty big additions to PowerPress.
You know, we as soon as Apple announced that iOS 11 would have these new podcasting tags, you know, Angelo busted right out. And in fact, within the weekend, he had basically PowerPress shaped up to go into test. But then we heard some rumors that people were having trouble submitting new shows with these new tags, and it turns out that was false. We worked with the Apple team to make sure that these new feeds met all their specs and were in compliance with what they basically how they want it implemented. So we're pretty excited here. It's PowerPress 7.1 will come out, I think, next Tuesday. But Angelo said as soon as we got the blog post or something ready. So maybe it'll go sooner. I don't know. But PowerPress 7.1 is on the cusp of being released. And the beta is available. There was a list. I was going to look here.
Yeah, it's on that beta page. Let's see. Apple iOS 11 support. New program level tag added. iTunes type. New episode level tags added. iTunes episode. iTunes season. iTunes episode type. iTunes title. Which are new tags. iOS now officially supports content encoded tag. That's kind of geeky RSS stuff, but what that is another way to display your show notes, basically within the feed. And they had trouble. Well, what it was content encoded was used when you had it when you were on desktop iTunes. But it didn't work in the podcast app. So people would put their show notes and they'd have the content encoded. Like I said, PowerPress does all that for you. But what would happen was their show notes, there'd be two different versions of it. One on the iOS app and one on iTunes desktop. Now they're going to all be the same.
Awesome.
Which will be awesome. And let's see. Oh, one of the big things is Apple, of course, rebranded iTunes as far as podcasts are concerned. Even though they use iTunes in the tagging, the word iTunes is no longer associated with podcasting at Apple. It's Apple Podcasts. So our subscribe buttons and links in PowerPress now say Apple Podcasts with the new version. And HTTPS websites will now automatically have HTTPS links in there, for their media if you're hosted at Blueberry. So that automatically happens, which is nice. You don't have to go in there and edit it to add the SSL link.
It basically detects that you're already your site is already HTTPS, and then it pre-fills basically in the media URL when you're hosting with us. At least when you upload, it'll come up as HTTPS versus HTTP. Now, if you're hosting on a third-party website, don't know if you'll have to update those or not.
Yeah, that's a question. What it'll do is it updates it. If it can be used, it'll update it. All your media files will be HTTPS rather than HTTP. Same thing with the redirect for Blueberry Stats. That'll also switch to HTTPS if your site's compatible with it. Can be on our, on PowerPress sites or on your own.
One thing that's important there, Mike, is that, when you have HTTPS enabled on your site, you want almost everything to be HTTPS. You don't want stuff that's intermixed in there that's, a non-secure link. So that's part of our...
Yeah,
so that'll people don't get warnings.
Yeah, you get warnings, especially Chrome. Google's really hot on getting everybody on HTTPS, so they're going to throw up warnings and stuff. And this will eliminate that. Plus, it's AMP compatible for mobile sites.
Gotcha.
It's pretty cool. And then one thing that got removed is finally support for Windows Media Player video and audio.
People were still using that.
That apparently, and we did support that in PowerPress, but I don't believe anybody's using it currently, and even Microsoft doesn't support it anymore in their browser, so no reason to keep it in there.
All right. So anyway, that's what's coming with PowerPress 7.1, and automatically going to pop in your plugin updates for sure. So you'll definitely want to keep an eye on that and update when it is officially released. But if you want to run the beta right now, you can do that. Yep. So we'll have that link in the show notes for you as well. Hey, one thing I want to talk just a little bit about, Mike, is we're getting some questions about commercial podcasts. So as you know, our podcast hosting service is designed for independent content creators and how we can keep the pricing the way it is is by providing independent content creators the ability to create podcasts with a subscription-based system that's based on storage, not bandwidth. So every once in a while, we'll get a company or a podcaster that comes in and wants to run a network or wants to, you know, they have a business that they're running online. It could be a marketing firm. It could be consulting. Really any type of business per se, or something that is you, if you're using your podcast to generate leads, and that's a business function. So a business function is not covered underneath our independent content creator status. So I even had an email, two within the last 24 hours that have asked me what qualifies as a commercial podcast. So really, if you have a business and it is, you're using the podcast to drive, again, like I said, contacts or build your brand or provide information, that's truly a commercial show. If you are just running an ad in your podcast, that's not necessarily a commercial podcast per se. It's when you're using your show to advance yourself and a business, that is really kind of considered commercial. And I know there's a little bit of a gray line there, but business owners know that they're business owners. You know, you know if you have a business and are trying to build a business, that you're really truly a commercial entity. And in doing so, if you are, you know, we would ask kindly that you upgrade to the pro version of the hosting that we have. And every once in a while, we'll find a show that is running underneath the radar. Sometimes they don't even know that they're really a commercial podcast. And, you know, for example, we had someone down in Brazil that had 24 shows and were running on a single hosting account. And that truly was a commercial show. And we just talked to them, and they flipped it over and they're coming up on a pro hosting account. So it's, so there is a differentiator there, and we wanted to point that out.
Well, then there is some benefits to going pro, at Blueberry, sure. Because, you know, pretty much your upload is unlimited.
Right.
And your number of shows is pretty much unlimited. You have to tell us that you're doing more shows, and do have a fee for that, but pretty much you can have 100 shows if you want to.
Sure.
And it's all under the same, invoice every month. And of course, we also invoice for bandwidth over, what is it, a terabyte?
Yeah. So all pro accounts come with a terabyte of storage and a terabyte of bandwidth each month. So the large majority of business shows probably won't go over that terabyte. But if they do, then based upon your volume, we have a discount on pricing it the more volume you move. So, we've got some commercial entities that are, moving 20, 30, 40, 50 terabytes of traffic a month. And, that's some real bandwidth. And that's not typical for very many independent podcasters. So, and that's real dollars, is being expended by us, and then we obviously bill on that. But the more volume you move, the lower the per gigabit price that we're able to leverage up for you. So that is essentially the kind of the skinny here to give folks the breakdown, because we get asked from time to time, and we just want to be upfront about it. That if you're a commercial podcast and you are using our service now with an independent account, your business. So understand, respect that we're a business too, please, and upgrade to the pro, and it'll just keep everyone on the QT.
Yeah, and like if you're, say, an independent podcaster, that would definitely fall under our independent podcast service, and you want to start a second show, you can do that. Just open a second hosting account.
Yeah.
And, you can be on as many of those as you want, but at some point, the pro is actually cheaper. So, you know, if you're going to run 3-4 independent shows, you might consider moving to pro rather than having individual accounts for each show. So
that's it. Anytime that dollar amount gets above $100 a month in your hosting bill, you definitely want to talk to us.
We could save you some money and give you, you know, give you a better deal.
Yep. So anyway, that's a skinny on commercial podcast. But Mike, you've had some fun recently in the tech support field.
Yeah. Of course, we've been working on our uploaders, so we had a some minor glitches with that, and of course, some other things happen, you know, that normally happen, and people blame it on the upgrade. But what happened in this case is somebody had a file name that was absolutely ridiculous. So I just want to go over, you know, naming your files. First off, the file name of your MP3 has almost zero impact on SEO. And the more complicated those file names are, the more complicated it is for you to keep track of them. So, you know, I just, you know, in my case, or, you know, in the case of this show, we pretty much just, you know, put YP for your podcast and the date. And a couple of dashes, .mp3, you know, and make it nice and short and easy to deal with. And that doesn't cause any problems. But, you know, a lot of podcatchers or, you know, podcast apps, directories, all that stuff, you know, have different rules about the media URL. And they'll do different things to them. So if you have spaces in your file name, it'll change those spaces to some weird character, and different ones will do it a different way. So in your stats, you might have three instances of the same file with the modified file names that all these directories do. And then sometimes it just plain doesn't work at all. Commas are one that if you put a comma in there, it's gonna fail even on our system.
Yeah, commas with the media file names is bad.
Yeah, you know, if you want to separate words in there, if you want to put a big, long, complicated one, do use dashes or underscores.
But I would caution people on using long file names. It shouldn't be like your -podcast-is-cool-i-want-you-to-listen- now.mp3. Some people do that, honestly.
Oh, yeah.
Please. You know, just there's no reason for that. And you're getting, like Mike said, you're getting no value. So just, you know, in all I do for my shows for all these years, and I've been very successful as a podcaster, is, you know, first three letters of my show, -year-month-day, and then .mp3. And I tell you, when I look at 12 years of archives, almost 13 years of archives, I have no problem finding the episode number 1 from 2004.
Right. And, you know, and I do it even a little simpler on my personal podcasts. You know, I put, like in my case, I do podcast help desk. So I go PhD and then the number, 023-0100, whatever, you know, and then .mp3. That's all I do. I don't date it. I just do the episode number. So just simple.
You know, and the main thing is stay away from anything that's shift 1 through 9. Those are bad. You know, if you're on your keyboard, you hit shift and you hit numbers 1 through 9 and you put in an @ or a # or a percentage sign, percentage signs are, those are the most evil. You know, don't use any of that. Stick to the stick to a dash.
Dash, underscore, no spaces.
Right, no spaces.
You know, you can do capitals, I guess, but there's no point in it.
I think we've beat a dead horse, but everyone got to get the idea. If you have any questions about, is this a good file name, you just drop us an email. We can reply within 15 seconds, say yes or no, and we can give you some advice.
Right. And like I said, it just causes trouble with, you know, the different apps. You know, each app does different things, you know. So, you know, if you're on Pocket Cast, it might handle it differently than Apple iOS. Or, you know, some other Android app or Windows, you know, that all of them are different. So if you try to keep things to kind of a standard, it'll work much nicer. And it's easier to keep track of.
Yeah. So in really what happened there was we had a podcaster that was just on blast mode with us on social media. He was just ranting and raving that the hosting was broke. And, you know, and we're here really 7 days a week. We have email support. You know, the weekend support may not be as fast as the Monday through Friday support, but we do have people checking email all weekend and responding to tickets. So, you know, I'm not telling you not to go on social media, but I'm just saying that we are here. And if you email us first, oftentimes, you know, that goes to multiple people. When you send a ticket in, one drops in my inbox, one drops in Mike's inbox, one drops in Sean's inbox, and one drops in Charles' inbox. And even Mackenzie gets a copy of the email. So really there's five or six of us that are watching those emails come in. Now, on the weekend, if I see oh my God, I need help, it's an emergency type thing, even I, who live on email 24/7, I'll basically even respond on the weekend too. If it's one of those, you know, cry for help, the sky is falling. So email us first. Now we know social media seems to be the place where people want to go first. And I'm not saying you can't, but most effective way to reach us is through the contact form on the website.
You know, it's just going to be quicker. That's my point. Because I don't live on Facebook. I don't live on Twitter. I mean, I do check Twitter and Facebook, and you know, everybody else does too. But you know, we're not. You know, my email makes my phone go ding even on the weekends, and you know, I look at it, and if it's something that's urgent, I'll jump in and take care of it, or make sure Sean or Charles takes care of it or something. You know, I'll make sure that it gets taken care of. But it's going to be a lot more effective and a lot faster to go right to the source, because we're here. We're not, we're not like some of these really big companies where you send an email into the black hole. You know, we're here. We're watching. So it would be, you know, probably better. Or at least quicker, contact us first, you know. And sure, we'll interact on social media, and no real problem with that. The problem is with that, sometimes you'll get differing opinions from people that don't really know what's going on.
And oftentimes it's speculation by folks, and, you know, they want to help, but maybe they don't give you exactly the right answer. So,
exactly. You know, and why not come to the source?
Yeah. And that's what we pay all these folks, the big bucks, to help you 7 days a week. You know, that was a big, you know, Mike, when we brought Charles on, you know, that was a big step for us to, you know, have coverage 7 days a week. I don't think any other podcasting company has technical support 7 days a week. And, you know, we're still the only ones that you can actually call and get support too. So, you know, it's all about us trying to support you and those of you that are considering, you know, hosting with us or considering upgrading your stats to a pro account. And of course, you get that with your hosting account. So if you're going to spend $5, additional $7 gets you on our first level of media hosting. So, and, you know, what I've always continued to say, and matter of fact, I was on a show yesterday with Dave Jackson, with Ray Ortega, and I was on a show talking about, you know, some podcasting topics. And, you know, every one of us have a little bit different added value between, you know, what we offer as a company. And I keep, you know, here's the point that we're trying to continue to drive home. And the reason why this show is called Your Podcast is that we're about you building your brand, and for us, providing tools and services, and quite frankly, just getting the hell out of the way and not overlying our brand on top of yours. So, you know, that's really what it's all about. Plus, the ability to, if you're on WordPress, and you don't have to be on WordPress to use our services, you can actually come over and publish internally on blueberry.com. We don't want that as your first option, but you just basically, you know, write your blog post, upload your media, and hit publish, and it's right there in your dashboard. You don't ever leave your .com to interact with our service levels. You know, basically, you could sign up for our service the first day and never, ever come back to Blueberry.
Yeah, so, it's you know, we stay out of the way. And, you know, and as far as the publishing right at Blueberry, we have even a third option. We give you a free website at Blueberry, a free WordPress site. And, you know, even if you're not using WordPress on your primary site, you could use that to generate your feed right here at Blueberry.
And, you know, and I think we should sit in that's, you know, if you think about that too, you know, if you're just getting started, we've got the ability for you to graduate in steps. You know, you can start off with the, you get automatically get the free WordPress site. You can start your show there, get it started, get a few episodes. And if you're still working on your branding, you can then decide, you know, a month or two down the road, hey, I need a .com to go along with this. Then upgrade to the deluxe version of the service and get a .com and get the additional plugins that we make available in the deluxe. And really the product steps with you. And what you really establish from day one is using a best practice in podcasting. You're not on someone else's website.com to build your show. You can build your brand and graduate it and completely have, you know, your brand awareness. So we're really excited that the PowerPress sites continue to move forward. And as Mike says, it's the first level is free. So you can't get any better than that. It comes with your hosting account.
So.
And the show's growing. We're watching you coming in. And if you've got comments on today's podcast, you can email us at yourpodcast@blueberry.com, B-L-U-B-R-R-Y. Enjoy National Blueberry Day. Eat some blueberries. It is the season for fresh blueberries. So.
Yes, I had some this weekend, or this week, actually. It seems like a weekend to me. I've been RVing all week. So
I was telling Angelo, I said, well, I'm not available for the Tuesday meeting, and that was Thursday. So same thing for me. But I hope everyone had a good 4th of July there in the United States, and enjoy your summer. Hey, this is the time to keep hammering those shows out, because your listeners, even though they're on vacation, they're still listening. So make sure they're listening to your podcast. And from Mike and I, thank you so much for listening to your podcast tonight. We'll see you in 2 weeks.
See you in 2 weeks.